Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running Monthly Competition. Welcome to everybody who's already here. I'm going to do some shout outs. So if you want a shout out, then comment live and I will read them out to you. So what happens in the broadcast is I will go through what is on offer for this month's competition. That's September. And then I will tell you what's going to be in the bag for October. Can you believe it's already October? But first I want to do some shout outs to new patrons who are going to get buffs for loyalty, and also what our existing patrons have been up to this month. So let's get to it. So new patrons, I want to do a shout out to Jenny DeFries and Carl Moon. Thank you so much for joining me on Patreon. It is really kind of you. I know that the current cost of living is huge, so anybody who supports the channel gets a massive thumbs up from me. I know it's hard, guys. I really do appreciate it. And Rachel Harold is about to get her buff for being a higher tier member for a whole 3 months. So thank you for your support, Rachel. So everybody, there's lots of people listening live. This is absolutely fantastic. It's really great to see you all. So I'm going to read out your live shout outs in a minute, but from the Facebook group and the Patreon website, got a few shout outs to do. Andrea is pleased that we're doing this at a time she can make. I can see she's listening now. She has managed to make it, she says, for a change. So thanks very much for tuning in, Andrea. Let's just make these comments nice and big here. They've gone really small on the screen here. Ah, how do I make them big? Here we go. Right, let's make them nice and big. Here we go. Get with the technology, Claire. So there. Andrea's watching live. That's fantastic. Oh, I'll just read some live comments out because it's really nice to welcome everybody. Alex K has also made it. Hi, Alex. How are you doing? Tadeusz is here. How are you, Tadeusz? Let us know how you are. I know you haven't been well lately, so I hope that you're doing okay. Lisa's here. We've got a shout out for you in a minute, Lisa. Peter, oh, yeah, got a shout out for you as well. Phil, yes, you've got a shout out too, listening on his way home from work. Fantastic. I hope you're not driving, Philip. John is listening as well. John Doyle, hello to you. So keep your comments coming. Lisa Mason did the Run Sandringham 10K, which was a really tough one. So well done to you, Lisa. Congratulations for that, getting that done. I think that the shorter distances are harder than the longer ones sometimes. Graham Rumbelow has done the Trail Fest half marathon in Snowdonia. Fantastic. He said gorgeous views. He got a train ride to the start. What is not to like? I totally agree with you there, Graham. Leon Young has been running with his son, his little boy, and also enjoying life with the new addition to his family, a little baby. So congratulations to you and your wife there, Leon. Mick Suville has been doing the Jersey Intertidal Challenge. This looked really interesting. I actually just watched his YouTube video, which I've linked to in the film description below and also the podcast show notes if you're listening on the the podcast. This is a Race the Tide challenge. It's about 15 to 17 miles. And as far as I can see from the video, it consisted of lots of running along the beach, which looked amazing, and also lots of wading through seaweedy seawater. So have a look on the Facebook page. He's put some clips there if you're a patron. And if not, or whoever you are, then have a look at his film in the link in the film description below. Lloyd Watkin, who we interviewed about completing the MDS Marathon de Sable as a normal guy a few months ago, just here, top left. Is that light shining funnily? There we go. Light's better now. Lloyd, who we interviewed about the MDS a few months back, check out the link in the film description below. He was doing the Black Beacon 100 this weekend, and I've just had a message from him on Patreon say that he completed it. Fantastic. Well done, Lloyd. I don't know how people complete hundreds. More on that in a minute. and he's got the Atlantic Coast Challenge next weekend as well. It sounds fantastic. Have a blast, Lloyd. Sharon Richards is looking for, can you help Sharon? She is looking for 110, very specific, K race over 2 days in the spring 2024. Can anybody recommend a good one? Please comment on YouTube in the comments below if you have any ideas for Sharon. Arlene, who hopefully is watching live. Yes, she is. Hello from the US. Here she is. Fantastic to see you here, Arlene. She ran the Berlin Marathon for her 65th birthday. She flew in all the way from the USA. Congratulations, Arlene, on your first race in your new age group. What a fantastic run. She said that she couldn't catch up with the new world record holder, the lady Tigst Assefa. Assefa in 2 hours 11 minutes 53. Wow. It's like as fast as I ran a half marathon. That was like twice as fast as me. But Arlene is not bothered at all. She said she was probably already finished and having a beer before I got to the 5k point. But Arlene says she does think she prefers trail to road running. I'm totally with you there as well. I definitely prefer trail. It's just easier on the joints, isn't it? So now Tracy has been doing the Warrington Running Festival. She did the half marathon on the Sunday, and it was a free closed road and chip timed, and she did a 10k and a half marathon. Oh, it's the first completely free and closed road chip timed 10k and half marathon in the world. Oh, it was free, that's amazing. She just broke the 2 hour barrier at the half marathon. It's not a PB, but she's happy with 1:59.07. I think that's absolutely cracking. Well done, Tracy. Yes, another road, some more road running there. Get off the roads, everybody. We need to do more trails. Peter says he did his longest run since his injury, so things are going really well. Amazing. That's fantastic news, Peter. So glad to hear that. He's also signed up for his first ultra, a 50k in May, called the Big Way Round in Winchester. So if you're going, then let him know. Caroline Janas is slowly getting back into it with an hour of running and walking and no hip pain so far. Absolutely amazing. So she's going to keep increasing the run and reducing the walk. Fingers crossed for you, Caroline. Just fingers crossed for anybody who's injured at the moment. I know how tough it is. It's horrible. Get on the bike, get swimming, walk, do anything you can just to keep yourself sane. Hannah has been feeling a bit rubbish this weekend. She is a bit wiped out after loads of period pain. Know the drill. So horrible, Hannah. She did some dog walking and 2 hours of cross training on Sunday afternoon, so didn't do too badly there. She said, did I see you're possibly doing the LWDA, that's the Long Distance Walkers Association 100 in Scotland next year? Possibly. More on that in a minute. Melissa says, well done, Claire, because I did the run. Let me just get a picture. I did the Sussex Stride 50 miles in Sussex. I'll just put some pickies up. That's me and my teacher, Mrs. Wade. It was a beautiful sunset. That's me and Mrs. Wade's husband, Vaughan, and Mrs. Wade there. And then there's a lovely sunset scene of the South Downs Way. That's along the Seven Sisters. Nice sunset there. We did 56 6 miles in total because we went wrong a little bit from the end. So Melissa has said, well done, Claire, to that. I have said at the end of that, I was like, no, I can't do 100. It's just going to be too painful because I had a blister and my knees were hurting and my hips were hurting. And I was just generally a little bit miserable towards the end, like thinking this isn't like that fun. How on earth would you do 50 miles more? So Melissa has said she is more than happy to do 100 miler in my place. She must be crazy. She said, I must be crazy, but I love a hundred. So yeah, I'm just really keen to see why people like the 100 milers. And I'm just going to have to talk to Tim about this because I'm really not sure now about doing 100 miles. I know that I'm supposed to be writing the Ultimate Ultra Running Handbook, and for that reason, I really think that I should have experienced a 100 miler, or at least tried. So that's the only reason that I want to do one, just because of writing the book, really. You wouldn't want to read a book from someone who hasn't even tried to do 100, would you? Although it does have loads of good advice in from lots of people who have done it, so it's not as if the information's not going to be there. So that's the only reason I want to do it. I don't actually feel the need to do it as a person, just for the book. So yeah, let me know what you think in the comments below. Anyway, like, am I mad to try and do 100, or is it like, should I really crack on and just get it done because I'm the author of this book? Next person, Christian has been doing the Chiltern Wonderland 50 miler. That's his furthest yet. Congratulations, Christian. That's amazing. He ran the Vitality London 10,000 on Sunday, which sounds like a 10K because he was running at his max effort for 38 minutes. He says it's completely different to any trail or ultra, completely different sort of pain to an ultra. Yeah, you're right there. It's like lung pain rather than joint pain, isn't it? And muscular as well. And it was all over so soon. So he says, given the choice, he thinks he now prefers running trails and ultras over road racing. I completely agree with you. And Phil Haddock has done a recce of his local race for December. So congratulations to you there, Phil. I know you get out loads. Right, let's have a look at all the live comments because there's loads of people just joined now. Where did I get to? We got to Johnny. Oh, Graham Hawkins says, 4 p.m. A live broadcast, much better to watch live for me. I will try to vary it so that everybody can join in live at some point. Arlene, yes, was here. Tadeusz, an update. He is doing, he's slowly getting his steps up to 8K per day. That's fantastic. Still getting tired when walking. You just keep going on there today. I hope that you're being looked after really well by all of the medical professionals there. And yeah, best of luck for your recovery. Peter says that Tidal challenge for Mick looked like so much fun. He says he suggests a pair of flippers for it. That's a good idea. And Tracy H is saying the dogs were demanding their dinner and she's just made it. Nice to see you, Tracy. Kurt says, did I miss it? No, it's only just started. You're fine. So he says, hi, everyone. Okie dokie. So I will do the competition prizes in just a moment. But I just have a little bit of news. So I've got a new job. Don't worry, I'm not finishing with this job. It's a part-time job. But since COVID and since the end of COVID, actually, during COVID, the support was massive because a lot of people got furloughed. But after COVID, a lot of people lost their jobs and then the cost of living just went up. So I don't know if anybody's noticed, but Patreon, I used to get a certain amount on Patreon and it is now halved. So I have been upping my writing work. So I do a lot of writing for adventure.com. I don't know if you've seen any of the reviews on there. I've also not been able, so because I've been doing more writing, I haven't been able to put out as many films as I used to. So I've still been doing the live broadcasts pretty much every week. The competition is now one live broadcast per week, like as in during the week rather than a person interviewed and also the competition. And also I've been doing less of the sort of shorter films that I really like doing on a Monday. And that's just because I don't have time, because I have to pick up the income elsewhere. So even with doing that writing for adventure.com, they didn't really have enough for me. So I have also got another new job. So I am now the editor of Summit magazine, which is the BMC's membership only magazine. So this is It's for hill walkers and climbers and mountaineers mainly, but they do, a lot of the readers are trail runners as well, so there is some crossover there. I used to work on Trail magazine. My first sort of love is hiking in the outdoors, so this magazine, the sports in there suit me really well. It's a 68-page magazine and it's super, super good. Like, the photography in here is excellent. I'm super excited about it because I'm about to interview Mick Fowler. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a really famous mountaineer, and he's just had an accident with Simon Yates of Joe Simpson Touching the Void fame. Simon was the one who cut the rope on Joe. Simon and Mick Fowler have just been climbing into Tajikistan, and Simon fell because of, well, I'm about to find out. I'm going to call Mick tomorrow and get all the details. So I'm writing features like that and editing this magazine. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing. So, and this is one of the other ones as well. They're quarterly, so it's like I can juggle it around all the other stuff that I do as well. So, so don't be worried, patrons. I am still here for you, but it's just a little bit of a lesser offering just because it's not a full-time income anymore. So I'm sorry about that, but it's just the way of the world. I totally get it. The cost of living has just gone sky high, so I had to find another job too. So that's just where I am at the moment. The other thing that I need to tell you about is that the competition is, I tried to make it £400 worth of prizes every single month. It's quite hard to get that kind of retail value of prizes now post-COVID. So I have been struggling with that lately. I've taken the pressure off now because Patreon is only bringing me like half of what it used to. I'm really sorry to everybody who is a loyal patron, but I am having to reduce the amount that I get in for the competition. So for example, this month it's a total of £307, and next month is a total of £368. So I'm going to try and keep it over the £300 mark, but just striving for that £400 mark was just, it was proving quite stressful. So I've just sort of reined back in on that, and I will try and be fair with the prizes. You know, like if you've been a year without a prize, then do let me know, because I can send you some goodies from the gear cupboard. So if you feel like you've been a really loyal patron for a long time and you just haven't had the luck of the draw, then do just contact me on Patreon and I will see what I can do for you, because I do want to keep everybody happy. I know you can't keep everybody happy all of the time, but I strive to do that. Okay, so that is a weight off my mind, because I was feeling guilty about the competition prize lowering. I was feeling guilty and I was like, I could probably just do it and no one would notice, but I don't really want to sort of do it on the sly or anything. I just want to be open up front with you. This is where it's at. You know, I've got to earn a living, you've got to earn a living, and we've all got to rub along merrily. So yeah, I'll do what I can on the YouTube channel. It might not be... it's not going to be two films a week. I hope to just keep with the live broadcasts of interviewing people, because they're fairly straightforward to sort of set up and do and make into a podcast after. And then I'll just try and get the reviews out and the race films out as I can. And seeing as I've now got this new job at Summit Magazine, I'm getting Marco to edit my films again, which is super, super brilliant, because he's really lovely and I really like having him on board. And the editing takes ages. So I'm really glad to have him on board again. And he's currently editing my Sussex Stride 52 video, so look out for that in a week or so's time. Cool, right. So Andrea says, she has just commented on the 100 miler thing. I will talk about this more with Tim. We're chatting to Tim next on the 10th of October at midday. So tune in live if you can. And if you're a patron, you've got any questions for Tim, like coaching questions, we're going to be talking about DNFing. As a, like a main theme, but if you've got any general questions for Tim, then just send them my way. He is our amazing coach, and he helps us all out, so he's just a super good guy to talk to about these things. I'll be talking to him about how I really don't want to do a 100 miler, but feel like I have to, have to give it a go. Andrea's given me some nice advice. She said, mad and getting out and doing 100 aren't mutually exclusive. Yeah, so maybe I don't have to do one. I kind of think I do though, don't I? Kurt has caught us up. He's running in Chicago next week, hopefully. Fantastic. He tripped last week and fell. Oh no, I hope you're okay, Kurt. He's got some bruised ribs, but he was able to do a mile last night. So he's got a few days to get there. Oh, well, congratulations for getting to run in Chicago, Kurt. And I really hope that you're okay after that fall. That sounds horrible. Andrea says, congrats on the new job. Thank you, Andrea. Tadeusz says that too. Fantastic. Thank you, Tadeusz. Peter said, that's still a lot of prizes up for grabs, Claire. Don't be too hard on yourself. Thanks, Peter. That's really kind of you. Alex K says, don't feel guilty too. Any prizes are good prizes. Okay, just one prize a month then, everyone. Kurt said, it's all good. Congrats on the good new game. Oh, thanks, guys. You're really nice. This is really nice. Thank you, thank you. That makes me feel a lot better. Arlene says, not a problem. Surprised you've continued the monthly draw this long. Do what you can, no pressure. I really like doing the competition draw. Like, I like harassing all the brands for stuff. I'm like, come on, give me stuff, give me stuff. I want to give people stuff. Thanks all. Leon's here as well. Hi, Leon. I hope you've been having not too many sleepless nights with that new baby. And Peter says, free subscriptions to Summit coming in the prize draw soon. Yes, well, I shall tell you the benefits of subscribing to, you can't subscribe to Summit, you've got to be a BMC member to get the magazine. And the benefits of that is they do a 15% Cotswold Outdoor and Snow and Rock and Runner's Need discount. So that could be worth your while if you spend a lot of money there. The other thing is that they provide insurance as well. They provide some kind of cover for being in the hills. So that might be worth looking into. I'll find out more about these things and I'll tell you next time about what I found out. And the other benefits are that they basically do a lot of work on access and conservation. So access is in terms of like climbing and the footpaths that we run on, so the crags that you climb, that people climb, and the footpaths that we run on as well. So they do a lot of work around that. They've got so many campaigns going, like Mend Our Mountains, which is obviously about mending the mountains, the footpaths and things like that. They've got a campaign about ocean plastics as well. They've got a campaign about getting deprived people from deprived areas into the outdoors and diversifying the outdoors. They have got projects about women in the outdoors as well, and loads of environmental stuff is going on. So it is a really good.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's actually a charity. It's a really good charity to support. But yeah, support me on Patreon first. Kurt has got a question. Is anyone up in Scotland? Oh, I think that's a question for everybody on the live chat. So you all answer, Kurt. Oh, he's going to be there in March. Oh, fantastic, Kurt. Come and drop us a visit here in Stamford. It's only about 10 hours drive south from Scotland. If you can fit it in, then it'd be good to say hi. Tell us where you are, Kurt. That'd be great to see you. If anyone's up in Scotland, do run with Kurt. I'm sure that would be really cool. Okay, right, let's get on with the prizes now, because that is what we're all here to talk about today. Let us see what we've got. So we've got the Lakeland Trails race place. So this is really fantastic. They're giving us a place every single month on the Lakeland Trails. Now, these are the first trails that I did when I first came to trail running, and they've just gone from strength to strength. There's a million races now from Lakeland Trails, and you can win a race place worth £52, which is pretty darn good, I think. So here we go. The logo is just there next to my head on the YouTube channel. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then do just give it a watch on YouTube from time to time, just so that you can see the actual prizes. Okay, next up we've got the delicious chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra that I think Andrew Knox won last time. There we go. It's handcrafted from the highest quality dark chocolate. I actually had half one of these mini bars just before this live broadcast because Finley woke in the night at 3 o'clock in the morning and I had to basically like sleep in the spare room with him so that he would actually sleep. So I was a little bit like brain fuzzled today and I took half a bar of these mini bars and it's really ping. It really gives you a good ping and energy. So I use them in that way more than for running. But it's handcrafted from the highest quality dark chocolate. It's 80.3% cocoa content. So that's what is enhancing my brain power. It basically gives you a big endorphin and dopamine boost and serotonin boost as well. So not only does it provide you with a physical boost, but also a mental boost. So I really enjoy using them in that way. Next prize is, we've got this for a couple of months actually, this is a Light Yourself Up bundle from Ultimate Performance. So there's going to be a bundle depending on what's available. We've got, there's high-vis vests of lots of different types, and there's lights, and there's little head torches, and there's sticky reflective things. So that is a bundle worth £50 from Ultimate Performance. Blue vest, safety lights, and a combination of both. So be safe, be seen this winter with Ultimate Performance. Then this is an awesome prize. So I actually have a pair of these and I used them on my Frog Graham Round Recce earlier this month with my mad friend Sarah, which was ace. It's the Silver Carbon Running Poles. They do two types. There's a fixed length if you know what size you need, and there's a variable length for if you're not sure or if you like to change the length of your poles. So they're worth £125 maximum. And they are it pictured here. I really like them. The hand grip thing rubbed initially, but that was only on the first couple of times I used them. Since then, they've softened. I did use them on the Sussex Stride 52 this Saturday as well, and they didn't rub at all. So I've obviously worn them in. So, but I would recommend just using a little bit of K-tape if you're taking them out for the first time for a long distance. They do definitely wear in, and they're very comfy now. They're really light. They're from about 350 grams per pair, and they're made from 3K carbon. So they've got 3,000 strands of carbon fiber per thread, which gives optimal stiffness, apparently. They pack up, obviously, into three sections, so that's a Z fold, and they extend with a quick stretch lock. So it's the very standard, you pull the poles apart and they click together. It's really, really easy to do. And I've been using them and I really like them personally. I think that they've got a little glove rather than a handle that you put them through. So you can actually take your hands off the pole when you're hiking or running with them, which just means that you don't have to always grip the pole. So that's really, really useful, I find. And I really like that situation. Okay, then we've got the BioLite Headlamp 200. Where is this? Here it is. It's worth £50. This is from BioLite. BioLite are a great company. They specialize in sustainable cooking facilities for people in the third world. So they're a really, really good company. And they have these torches and things for outdoor people as another activity that they do. And this headlamp is really comfortable. They say that it's so comfortable that you will forget that you're wearing it. It's got really versatile lighting modes. It's rechargeable via USB, so you don't have to use any disposable batteries with this, which is more eco-friendly in some ways, and who knows the complete picture, but it only weighs 50 grams, which is really, really light for a head torch. It's got maximum output of 200 lumens, so that's good for easy trails, and it's got a white dim and a red and a dim and a white strobe and a red strobe. It lasts for 40 hours on the lowest light setting and 3 hours on high. So if you've got, you know, like a nice local trail run that you do for a couple of hours in the evening, then this is your torch. So that is all the head torches. That is all the prizes for September. And I'm going to draw it now. But first, I'm just going to read out some more live comments because we've got some more people joining. And it's really nice because there's some different people coming onto the live chat because it's at 4 o'clock. I'm going to vary the time of it so that more people can make it. Phil says, good luck with the new job. If you've just joined, then I've got a new job editing Summit magazine for the BMC, British Mountaineering Council. I'm not doing this job, but rewind a bit. It's a part-time job. Rewind a bit to just find out more about that. Brad is here, all the way from Canada. He made it today. Hi, Brad. It's lovely to see you. Sharon Houston is here as well. Run ABC Scotland for a lot of the races, Kurt. She's just giving Kurt some advice on Scottish racing. Sonia is here as well. Hello. Nice to see you, Sonia. Excellent to see you. Oh, and Andrew Knox says he's just arrived in time. And yes, he did win the chocolate bars last month, and they're very nice given that they're 80% dark. Normally, he wouldn't go anywhere near that level. Yes, they are, aren't they? They're very smooth. I find that the hungrier you are, the nicer they taste. I don't know if you found that too. And he's just eaten one in celebration. Oh my goodness, don't eat one so late, Andrew. You might not sleep tonight. Honestly, they're like pure adrenaline rush, these chocolate bars. I honestly can't eat them beyond about midday because I will just not sleep. Brilliant. Okay, let's see who has won the prizes, and then we will talk about the October prizes. Oh, have I just read out the wrong set of prizes? No, I think I've read out. Yes, no, that's fine. No, it's just because some of the prizes are the same next time. Okay, let's do the beep thing. Where's the button? Doobie-doo. Boom. Okay, I don't know if you can hear it. It goes dibba-ding. Okay, the Lakeland Trails race place worth up to £52 is Arnold Yao. Congratulations, Arnold. You will be driving or maybe getting the train to the Lake District for one of those races in the coming year. I will hook you up with their person and you can choose a race. There's loads to choose from, so you'll definitely be able to make one. Right, next prize. The chocolate bars are going to Caroline Janice. Hey, that's great. Caroline, you've won a prize. I think we read out earlier, didn't we, that Caroline was just coming back from injury. So hopefully this chocolate will speed up that recovery. I'm sure it will. It will be winging its way to you to cheer you up, Caroline. Fantastic. Okay, the Light Yourself Up bundle. Bundly. Here we go. Okay. It's going to Christian Poulton. Hey, well done, Christian. You will be safe, be seen this, what is it now? October. Yes, this October, when this prize arrives with you, you will be safe and seen all the way through to the Christmas period. Congratulations. Now for those running polls. Now this is a great prize. I love this prize. It's gonna be Stephen Hopkins. Has anyone that's watching live won something? Oh, I want the people watching live to win. It's always more fun when someone's watching live and they write in all excited. I don't think Stephen is watching live. Do you know what? Maybe one month I'll just do one where you can't win unless you're watching live. That would get everyone watching, wouldn't it? I don't know if I could be that mean. Maybe, okay. Well, let me know what you think on that. Because you know, not everyone can watch, can they? Everyone, you know, people have got jobs. It's not really fair. And I can't really do it at night time because Finley is my child. So anyway, Stephen Hopkins, congratulations! You've won the Silver Carbon Running Poles, new for Spring Summer 23. Okay, last prize is the BioLite headlamp, 200 worth £50. A headlamp, you're so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing it. This goes, bing, to Melissa Mason. Melissa lives down the road from me. She's in my running club. Congratulations, Melissa. We talked to Melissa about strength and conditioning because she is a PT as well. So I will hook up to that chat. I'll pop it up here, top left on the YouTube channel. You can click on that link. And I'll also try and remember to put a link to that chat in the film description below and the podcast show notes so you can hear all about Melissa Mason. She's absolutely amazing. She's got a kid that's like a year older than mine and she does 100 milers. And I am going to probably be talking to her at running club or at some point about how on earth I can get myself round 100 miler without being in too much pain. Like, I'm sure I can do it, but I just don't really like being in pain. I'm just like, that's not why I run. So anyway, less about me. Next set of prizes. Let's see if anybody has got any more things. Okay, Andrea says she heard the beep. Excellent news. And let's just get rid of all these prizes. Graham says, do it as a Christmas draw. Ooh, yeah, what, like a Christmas draw where you've got to be in it to win it? That's a good idea. But then some people are working over Christmas. Okay, I'll have a think about it. More suggestions. Today you said it would have to be a Europe/US friendly time. I know, it's just not really fair, is it? Andrea says congrats on the winners, and Arlene says congrats on the winners too. I just think I can put this light on. We'll just get a bit more light in here. There we go. Is that better? That's a bit better, isn't it? Okay. Oh, Kurt says, just a note on the silver hydration vest. It came in the mail. Yay. Oh, good. It did arrive with you. I was really worried because I had to put a customs sticker on it and everything and say that it was a gift. I think it was a gift. And then I was like, oh, no, I hope they don't hold it up in customs. So Kurt says his hydration vest came in the mail. Everyone he has shown it to is super impressed. He's not had the opportunity to use it yet, but plan to after the marathon next week. Fantastic. I hope you get a lot of use out of that, Kurt. And congratulations for winning. Yeah, I posted that to Kurt overseas. Sharon says congrats, Kurt says congrats, Philip says congrats as well. Oh, you guys are so nice. But you don't walk away empty-handed, because if you've not won a prize for ages, then just message me and I'll send you a little something. I do write down who wins what on Patreon, so I can check who's won what. But if you really feel like you haven't won a prize for a year and you think you deserve something, then you let me know and I will see what I can do. And may the odds be ever in your favour. Right, October prizes. Oh, I slipped up. So October is worth £348, not £368, which is what I thought. I'll re-add it up again and something might come in as well. So we've got the race place from Lakeland Trails again, which is fantastic and so nice of them to do that. So we'll just pop that up there by my head again. Then we've got, I think that we have got the chocolate again. I'll just check with Carol, but I think she's pretty cool to continue that one as well. That's worth £30, these little mini bars that I really like. It just comes through your letterbox. It's actually a really great gift for Christmas. And we do have an 18 Noir Ultra discount code if you... I'll put a link to it in the film description below, but you have to go on the special link and then type in the special thing and you get 20% off, which is fantastic. So if you want any Christmas presents for people, it's a really good place to start. Makes lovely hot chocolate for the winter. Then, this is a super exciting prize. We chatted to Tim from Soar, to the founder of Soar, about why Soar running gear is so expensive. So check out that in the little iCard that pops up just here and in the podcast show notes and the film description below. Tim told us all the reasons why Soar running gear is at a higher price point, and it's mainly to do with sustainability and the use of certain fabrics, like really high-end fabrics, really good working conditions, and the most eco-friendly manufacturing processes that he can. It's a really, really interesting interview, and he's given us 15% off. So, He's given us a £150 voucher for Soar running clothing. So that's absolutely brilliant. Let me just pop the picture up there. That's Soar running clothing. Oh, need to move the Lakeland Trails thing down here. Lakeland Trails up here. There. So that's the kind of thing you can get. There's a little picture up there. He's given us a £150 voucher. Isn't that fantastic? Somebody's going to win that. And the code for 15% off, if you don't win this, is WildGinger15. So if you would like quite a big discount on that Soar running gear, then that's great. I used the t-shirt on the Sussex Stride 52 and it was really nice. No complaints about that. I used a large and I should have gone for a medium. I'm a size sort of 12, sometimes 10, but kind of more on the 12 side. I'd say I'm a size 11. So a large was too big. So go for a medium if you are a size 12, so you can sort of work out your sizes from there, hopefully. Don't know about the men's, sorry men. But the men's trail shorts that I use are fantastic. I chopped the short bit out and I use them as a skort. So those are really, really good. Highly recommend them. I use a size medium, so I'm usually a 12 women's. I'd probably class myself as the size of a small man. I don't know. My thighs are quite big, so maybe I'd be a medium man. I'm not really sure about men's sizes. I think Steve probably would need a large though. So if you know what Steve looks like from my social media, then he would probably take a large and I take a medium. I hope that helps you if you're interested in buying any of the items from Saw. Code, again, is WildGinger15. I'll link to it in the film description below. And let me know if you buy any of it and what you think of it. It should last you forever and be an investment. So next is another item from BioLite, which is super kind of them to give us another thing. It is a power bank here. It's got three USB ports, so it charges phones, headlamps, earbuds, anything you want. It's got a USB-C power delivery for fast and more flexible charging, so that's cool as well. Really compact design, really easy, packs away, and it's ready for travel or life away from any power outlets. So that's a really, really nice gift, and it's worth £50. We've got another light yourself up bundle from Ultimate Performance, worth £50. So you can light yourself up with a surprise selection of bright and reflective goodies from Ultimate Performance, from luminous vests to safety lights, and a combination of both, perhaps. So be safe and be seen this winter with Ultimate Performance. So that is worth £50. Really, really good gift. We've got that for a few months because it's going to be dark for a while. Finally, we have got a book by Danielle Ledbury. Let me find this book. It is here. It is called Why We Run. It's tales of trail and fell running in the Lake District. The book will be released on the 9th of October, and it features stories of 28 amazing runners with gorgeous photos and maps of classic running routes. And I think that Joss Naylor appears in this book. So those are the prizes. Yay! Get yourself into being a patron, and you'll automatically be entered in for these prizes for next month. So hopefully you win some of this stuff. Andrew's excited about the Saw discounts. Kurt hasn't tried it yet. Yes, do try it. It's really good. I've got a range of their stuff, so I'll be letting you know how I'm getting on with it. Andrea says the Saw voucher sounds wonderful too. I have fingers crossed for you to win it, Andrea. Right, so that is everything. If anybody has any ideas for new prizes or works for any outdoor brands, then just let me know, because I'm always on the hunt for prizes. And now I'm on the hunt for prizes for Summit magazine as well. So I've got like double prizes to try and get. I actually quite like it. I quite like harassing the PRs. Hello, can you give me some stuff for my people? Thanks. Anyway, that is all from me today. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you so much. If you are a patron, I really, really appreciate it. I know that it's really hard. It's tough out there, guys. I really appreciate the fact that you still support me. I think everybody has been so loyal, and you've supported me through COVID. You've supported me through Finley being born. You've supported me, and now you're supporting me still, even though the output is slightly reduced. So if you are a patron, you've got a training question, you want to know anything about anything, then do please just message me on Patreon, because I do reply to everything on there. So if you've got any questions, just let me know. I want you to feel like you're getting value for your membership. And if I can't answer it, then I'll take it to Tim. I know Tracy's got a question about osteoporosis related things that I'm going to take to Tim when we next speak to him. So even if it's not the theme of what me and Tim are talking about, there'll always be space to answer any kind of just miscellaneous questions at the end of his broadcast. So thanks, guys. Thanks for sticking with me. Here's to a lovely winter of running. Let me know what you've been doing. Keep posting in the Facebook group. I love seeing all your stuff in there. And I will see you on the trails. Bye, everyone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.